Today's Real Good News is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church of Tyrone. I'm Pastor Ken Patterson, and along with our church family, I want to welcome you to the broadcast here today. If you do not have a church home, I would encourage you to come and visit with us sometime. If you're in Tyrone, we're right off of 15th Street. You come above the tracks uptown as if you're going to go to the hospital, and then there's a little store called Eagle Market. Our church is located right behind that on Hamilton Avenue off of 15th Street. The Lord is blessing. We're growing, and we're excited about what the Lord's doing. So if you're looking for a church home that stands upon the Word of God without apology, come visit with us sometime. We'd love to have you. Today, I want to talk with you about a little subject called Family Matters. Family Matters. And obviously, I'm talking about God's family. I believe our physical family does matter. It's one of the most important things that we can be a part of in this life. But I also want to encourage you that God's family doesn't just start in this life. It continues on into the next life. And I'm going to be reading from John chapter 1. If you have a Bible, if you're at home or maybe the work where you're able to have a Bible there, John chapter 1, I'm going to begin reading in verse 6, where it says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." Now, that's John the Baptist is the one they're referring to. Verse 7 says, "The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe." Not that the light in this passage, if you're looking at your Bible, it is a capital L, which means that John the Baptist came to bear witness of the light, which is Jesus Christ. Verse 8 says, "He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." I want to say, first of all, I have basically 3 points here. If we get through it, fine. If we don't, we'll continue with our next devotional. But the first thing is, anyone can be part of God's family. Anyone. Now you say, "Pastor, well, you don't know what I've done." Well, I don't have to know what you've done. This passage tells us that in this verse 7, it says that all men through him might believe. Well, the word "all" means simply all. Every person has the opportunity to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It comes, first of all, by the Word. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, it says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." I'm privileged, and along with Todd Lewis, we are privileged to be able to be on the airwaves and be able to share the Word of God with you. That's why the title of these devotionals is called Real Good News. The word gospel simply means good news, and it is good news that Jesus Christ saves. Doesn't matter what we've done, God knows everything. The scripture tells us the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. We cannot get away with anything that's wrong, but anything that is done that is good, God sees that too. And God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, the book of Hebrews tells us. And this passage says in verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." So that means if we come to him and we believe that he is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to this earth, lived 33 and a half years on this earth, and then he died on the cross, not having sinned himself, but he took upon him the sins of the world, past, present, and future. And when he died, that was the sacrifice that was necessary to fulfill the judgment of God. And he alone is able to redeem us because he's paid the price. He was buried. He rose from the dead, proving that he has power over death and over sin, because he died for our sin, and then also he paid our sin debt. And sin holds us down. Sin is what separates us from God. And that's why on the cross, Jesus Christ cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It's the only time in history, past and future, that God has turned his back on his own son. And it was at that very moment that our sins, your sins, were being placed on him. And God has never tolerated sin, nor never will tolerate sin. So, he died for us, and if we believe, and that's what he says in verse 12, I'll read it again, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood. Meaning, just because my wife and I have children and they are our part of our bloodline, that doesn't mean just because my wife and I are saved children of God that our children are automatically. Now, they're our physical children, but they are not spiritual children. They're not automatically saved because we're saved. They must make that decision themselves. They must believe on Christ alone. It says, nor of the will of the flesh, meaning we cannot will ourselves. Well, Pastor, I'm going to try to be the best I can, and then God will accept me. No, 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 no. Someone's got to pay for the sins that we have committed. God, we don't get right to be able to have God. God accepts us where we are, and he makes us what we're supposed to be. Too many people are trying to clean their lives up so that God will accept them. No, we're not acceptable until we receive the Lord Jesus Christ. We must accept him, and then we are accepted, the Bible says, in the Beloved. Well, who's the Beloved? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, nor of the will of man, meaning as much as I love my children, I cannot save my children spiritually. I cannot do it. There are religions out there where you go and you confess your sins to a man, but that man cannot save, that man cannot absolve, cannot wash away our sin debt. I must pay for my sin debt, except for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He is the one. So when people come to me and they say, Pastor, will you pray for me? I will gladly pray for them. That's a privilege to be able to pray for them. The Bible says we're supposed to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the will of God. So doing that is it's a privilege, but I cannot forgive sins. I don't have that power. I have a college degree. I'm ordained. I'm licensed to preach. I've got all the credentials, but I don't have the power. Jesus Christ has the power, and that's why we must cry out to him. The Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And there's only one way that we could become part of God's family. I'm turning to John chapter 3 and beginning in verse 5. John chapter 3 and beginning in verse 5. Nicodemus, he was one of the rulers, and he came to the Lord Jesus Christ by night, because if his other friends would have seen him coming to Jesus, they would have rebuked him for doing this. But it says here in John chapter 3 and verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The verse before that says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 18, two verses later, it says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And then the very last verse says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. My friend, turn to Jesus Christ today.